Blog Talk Radio.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. That is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Of all the grounding studies, the one that really got our attention is called Electric Grounding Improves Vagal Tone in Preterm Infants. In the study, 26 premature babies in an NICU were connected to grounding wires. The heart rates of the grounded infants stabilized, and their vagal tone, a critical measure of infant health, increased by 67%. With grounding.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. That is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Okay, one more time. This is your foot. This is shoes. This is your foot in shoes.
I can't move.
Any questions?
Little help.
This public service announcement brought to you by Zero Shoes. Feel the freedom, feel the fun, feel the world in Zero Shoes.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Barefoot is Legal radio show here on Freedomizer Radio. We want you to feel empowered about driving a car, going into a store, or eating in public without shoes on. The average person thinks laws exist, and we will show you how there are none. So, kick back, listen to the show, and if you want to call in, the number is 319-527-6208 and press 1 to talk on the air. Thank you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Bear Street Legal Radio Show. This is Queen. I'll be your host today. And if you would like to call in and phone, your number is 319-527-6208.
I'm here too. I think I'm not on mute. I don't know if you got me or not. I'm looking. All right, I'm here. Okay. All right, well, I think Queen brought me in. I don't want to take the show over, but we're doing some training with Queen, who is going to be your regular BIL host, Queen Booth. That's her name.
Oh, headache. Okay.
But go ahead, welcome us in. I was just letting the audience know this is your second training day, so we're looking for people that want to be a part of the show, and we want to hear what Queen has to say, and Of course, I'll be here to help guide, and eventually this will be Queen's show without me being here. Although I do like calling
it.
I enjoy being part of our community. So what do you have that you want to share with us today? What's on your agenda?
I don't really have one. I'm trying
to this week? Didn't you have something this week you wanted to share about?
We are talking about the incident with the police officers.
Yeah.
Very interesting. I believe people would call in because I'd like to discuss different perspectives and see what people have to think about this. But I actually went to a grocery store, and had the police called on me as I was checking out my grocery. I just thought that was very unnecessary. And you know what? Honestly bothers me about the whole incident is the fact that it wasn't the fact that they called the police. It was more of the fact that they took my money and then called the police on me. And then I was standing outside speaking to the police while people are walking in and looking at me like I may have done something wrong or been a criminal or something. All because they like the fact that I didn't have my shoes on. And I just thought that was, I don't know what word I'm looking for, but I don't, it's degrading in a way. Because why would you call the police on someone that's been a thing in your experience?
I've never understood that either, which is why we started this whole thing. And I've heard stores saying that you've come in here without shoes on every week for 6 months. And I'm thinking to myself, yes, I sure did. I gave you money every week for 6 months. Now what's your problem? Do you have a problem with me giving you my money?
I really just don't get it. And I've seen a few comments from the video because I actually was able to record most of the interaction with the officers.
Right.
And I posted it on YouTube, and I think most of the comments were supportive. But I had one. What is this lady saying? Let me go over here and look in. Let me find it. She said something about, I do like wearing shoes either, but here we go. She says she doesn't like to wear shoes either, but she believes it has to do with health issues. Bare feet have just as many germs, if not more, than hands, especially if you have fungus, warts, or any other condition that can be transferred to others. Can't you wear socks? What?
Yeah, I've had that before. People, like, I had a grocery store, Publix in Florida, a manager told me I should at least wear socks in case I drop a frozen turkey on my foot.
Hey, but
that's how they think, though.
Keep your foot warm.
I guess.
That's crazy. It doesn't make any sense. And I don't like the germ argument because, to me, I would like to say that if you tell me that I need to put on shoes because of germs, then this is just like you might as well tell me if I can put on shoes and go stand in a pile of dog poop and stomp all the way in it and then walk into the store and it's perfectly fine. But
yeah, but
for me,
but let me ask you this though: how many people how many people get sick from somebody in there with the flu and breathing all over stuff, including people. You could have all the cowboy boots and all the Nikes you want, but if somebody's standing next to you in line with the flu and coughing on you, guess what? The germs aren't going to say, well, you are wearing flip-flops, so therefore we're not going to infiltrate on your immunity system.
Yeah, that's crazy, and it's also crazy because they're like, she said even more than hands. But no, that's not true. I've seen people scratch their private parts in the grocery store. I've seen people dig in their nose, seen people dig in their butts, and then they take these same hands and touch things in the store. My feet aren't going to touch anything but the floor.
Right.
So that's not a health issue unless the store is just nasty. At that point, then it's on me if I choose to walk into the
Well, and
the
not just that,
food.
But look at it this way. Their shoes have 100% of the same germs. Actually, more so. So unless everybody's riding in there with a magic carpet, everybody's touching the floor.
Right. And the germ argument just really gets on my nerves because, I mean, there are some
days
where
they don't know what they're talking
about.
That's why.
Because they've never experienced it. And there are days where I go barefoot and I take nothing with me. It's just me and, you know, whatever identification and whatever things I may be while I'm out. And there are some days where, you know, I just don't feel like dealing with it all on my feet. So I have, like, baby wipes or sanitizing wipes in my car or in my purse or whatever to wipe my feet off or whatever dirt that I'm going to accumulate. But I'll step in and step on more crap wearing shoes than I have been barefoot. And I find it very interesting because people say, oh, you know, it's so unsanitary and aren't you worried about stepping on anything? I've had less accidents of clumsiness being barefoot than I did when I wore shoes. So I'm like, I really think your feet just have their own sort of intelligence because I've been walking and I'm always multitasking. So I've been walking and doing something on my phone or sitting around in a bag or something and been in the path of something that, you know, might have hurt my foot or been disgusting to step in. And for some odd reason, I didn't walk around it or took a different path. And when I look up, I'm like, why am I here? I turn around and I see the thing that I avoided. So I'm like, I think your feet have their own intelligence to avoid certain things. I think people don't know that because most people run around with their shoes on.
Well, it just goes along with the same lines that we've had for ever since we've been around, is that the average person has just been told their whole life that people like us are disgusting, and they've never experienced it, so they only have what they've been taught. And that's why we're here, and that's why I try to be serious with this, and I try my best to be influential.
Yes, I think if more people just go ahead and do it, because I've talked to some people and they say they feel apprehensive about it or they're worried about what people are going to say or whatever. It's like, why? What are they going to do, beat you?
So one of my things that I recommend to everybody that want to try it for the first time is go to like a pizza place, like a Little Caesars or a Domino's, Papa John's, whatever, one of those type places. And all you're doing is you're going in there, you're parking right in front. You are walking 7 steps to get into the building. You're grabbing your pizza, and then you're leaving. nobody is interested in looking to see what you have on at that point. And you'll see it's so not a big deal. There's nothing that's going to happen to you just because you parked your car in front of a building and then went in and grabbed pizza and then went home.
True.
And there's no pressure. There's nobody staring. It's just you trying it for the first time. And that's what I try to share with people.
Yeah, that works out well. It's really, for the most part, you don't have any issues. For the most part. But there are a few times when people will escalate the issue to ridiculous states, and I think I've encountered some of those, but I have to say I've been barefoot for 6 months and I hadn't had any problems up until recently. So for the most part, you won't be bothered.
I'll go back with what you're saying, that out of 100 places that we go to, maybe 3 to 7 of those places, somebody will say something, whether it's good or bad. 93 of those 100 places will not say, nobody will say a word. It's those 3 to 7 that somebody will talk to you, and some of those are good, some are bad. And it's not a big deal.
No, it's really not. For the most part, I have to say, it's really not. It's only an issue when, you know, silly things happen, like the police.
Yeah, but
I remember.
But you can get 4 places in a row and then not have anyone talk to you about it for the rest of the year. It's just the luck of the draw.
Yes. For the most part, it's no issue. No issue at all. And I mean, it's kind of, most people at first when they encounter it or whatever, they have their apprehensions about it or whatever. However, upon further, you know, exposure to it, they tend to realize that, you know what, if that's how they want to live, it really doesn't have anything to do with me, and they generally relax. At least that's been my experience.
Yes. So, throughout the show, Queen, just make sure you're giving out the phone number every so often. Doesn't have to be every 5 minutes, but just remind people that they can call in and talk to you and give them the numbers so you get used to it.
Oh, okay. Oh, need the number. Okay. Oh, it is. All right, so if you want to call, the number is 319-527-6208. I think.
Excellent. And you got one caller already, and we know that because they pressed the 1 button. Anytime someone presses the 1 button, you'll have a blue and white question mark that comes up next to their number. So that's when you know that they want to talk to you.
Okay.
Otherwise, we have up to 500 people that can listen live.
Oh, okay, cool.
So you got somebody from Northern California there with the 530 area code. Would you like to bring them in and say hi? And this is your first this is your first caller, I guess.
Yes. Let me bring them in. Okay.
Hi. Hi, Queen Suncast Booth.
Hi.
My name is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Yeah, I used to be a BIL. I'm great. I used to be a BIL host. I occasionally pop in here and there. I'm so excited to hear about your new venture here. So, yeah, it's very exciting.
Thank
and you. It's going great, and you're doing great. I had to call in. I mean, come on. We have to call
Thank
in.
You.
As former BIL hosts, you know, we have to support. We have to support us, right? So, I'm Northern California. I'm actually from the East Coast, but here now. And been all over the place, and I love the show, and I love to be a part of it. It's hard to commit to that kind of, you know, the time, but I do the best I can to promote what we stand for, and I'm excited for you. So,
well, thank
here
you.
Here I am. Yeah, it's pretty cold here.
You have any?
It's very
cold
here.
Oh, it's cold.
I'm sorry.
You say
oh,
it's
yeah,
cold?
It's super cold. Yeah, it's cold. It's West Coast, but people get the misunderstanding that just because people are in California, we're like running down the beach in bikinis. No. We
right.
are, you know, we're freezing here. So it's
oh, my.
One of those,
are you barefoot?
Adaptability things. And I do it the most I can possibly do it. And that's just because, you know, health stuff and whatever, which is, you know, you're earthing, you're grounding, but it's very, very cold. It's adjustable that we do it. I do it to the best of my ability because that's how I try to go to the store or any store that, you know, if I'm having a bad day or whatever, I don't want to deal with a manager pulling on my cards, which is probably what you might want to talk about too, because we have states, you know, the card, and yes, barefoot is legal. So if the manager pulls us aside, we can say no. You know, it's all about your energy for the day, and some of us are like, I'm gonna do my day, and if somebody has a problem with it, come here. By the way, it's legal, so we do
so
the best we can.
Right.
I want to reiterate, though, that we're not expecting a confrontation every day or every week that
we go
someplace. So you might go 8 months without having somebody say something to you. It's just there's no science to it. And the thing is that the positives outweigh the 3 or 4 times a year you might get tapped on the shoulder. It's just not an issue. And
you kind of go in and you say, hey, I'm not going to have a problem. I'm going to go in. I'm going to get my donuts. I'm going to get my whatever, and I'm going to be me. And that's kind of what the show talks about too. It's first timers. Proof talks about that a lot. You're a first timer. You're like, there's people that I've seen a bunch of posts where it looks like you're wearing shoes, but you're earthing on the bottom, because some people are just, I've done Amtrak, and you know, there's times where I'm going along fine, and there's times where I don't. And so you go into the day, and you go what you're going to do, and you're productive in your life and everyday things, and then, you know, you don't expect, what's not an expectation, is like what society has put on us is just, we're dirty hippies, and that's gross, and you know, like the sneeze guard or standing next to somebody in line, like Coop is talking about. There's all those things all the time. And like you were talking about, our feet are way less susceptible to anything that we're breathing in. So it's a society thing, and it's a choice, and it's my choice, it's your choice, it's people in this community's choice, or your community, or anybody's community, and you just have to stand up for what is right for yourself. And you just, if you have to deal with that kind of confrontation, you have the resources to say, I'm sorry, come here, I would like to talk to you. By the way, I'm not sure you're aware, because obviously it just comes down to non-awareness. This manager is not aware, or that manager is not aware, or where you are, they're not aware. Like the driving barefoot, and the lots of people think, there's no way I can drive barefoot, but they'll do flip-flops. Well, that's worse, because that causes so many accidents, because your flip-flops get caught, It goes on and on and on. So if you were to be pulled over in a city and you're barefoot, and, oh, I'm going to cite you for being barefoot. I'm sorry. It's legal. I'm not trying to have a conversation with you, but it's a fact, and it's, I'm sorry, here's my card. You know what I mean? You can help with this group a little bit as far as promoting that part of it. I usually, when I try to promote anything, I say, you know, go to Barefoot is Legal. Number one is that that's where you start, and then you start the process.
It seems like any time that you would have a, not any time, but most times where you end up in a situation where there is a confrontation, it's usually somebody that's very aggressive with you, and you have to learn how to navigate those particular situations.
Mm-hmm.
It's inevitable, I don't think. Go ahead.
Well, as far as BIL is concerned, will explain, and they can find this on barefootislegal.org, that you can go on and you can actually do your research and find out if you, whatever state you're living in, what you have to do and everything to accommodate if you were to go to a place and if there was any kind of, if there was. Because that's a problem. People are like, well, I want to, but I don't, like, I'm trying to carry on my day and I want to be the, I don't want to just be looked at as X, Y, and Z. This is who I am, and it's actually a real thing, and it's an awareness thing because people do not get it. They just don't. They don't. And sometimes they won't. And I have to wear foot coffins sometimes because there's just certain places, like if I'm going to, let's say, I have to go to the courthouse, or I do whatever I'm doing. It's just in that particular moment I'm dealing with a certain thing. However, I advocate this. I don't care where I go, what I'm doing, I'm going to advocate it on a day that's more, you know, okay, well, society is really, if they're not on my side today, at least I have it in my pocket, at least I have it there, and I can say, listen, I'm sorry, you've been a little bit misinformed, but I want to educate you a little bit. It actually is legal to drive, to walk into a store, to, and that manager, whatever, just might not be aware. They're not up to par on, like, what's going on. You know what I mean? So I think that's the biggest thing about the show, too, like, to promote the new barefooters that really want to get out there and do it. They need to know. They can go on barefootislegal.org and they can find the resources where they're located and find out the necessary, just in case, you know, situations where it could be a very simple thing. If Proof would like to add to that, would be great. Queen, I think you're doing so awesome. I'm sorry about, I was listening on the first part of the show and I'm so sorry that that happened to you.
Well, that's all right. We're gonna get more into that on the other side of the next commercial break, which will happen in a few minutes. But we'll get more into giving people their confidence, because out of that video, I think people can learn how to gain confidence. Because even the policeman said in the background that there's no laws that are being broken, so the only reason why they're there is that they got called, and in my opinion, once they were there, they just had to make sure that Queen wasn't a random crazy person that needed to be brought into a mental institution. So once they realized that she's normal, except she's not wearing an article of clothing, then it's more or less, well, I'm here because I have to, and I'm just going to wait out my time and I'm going to let her go.
Well, we have to be careful, too, with the quote-unquote normal versus not normal, because anybody walking down the street could be like, oh, that person's crazy, look at them, because society kind of does that. So we have to be really careful with that word normal. Like you said, the police officer was responding to something. You understand what I mean? The word normal. The word normal is a very touch and go word, logistically wise. You know, normal is what is normal. You know, normal for us is walking around barefoot, and some of us naked. We can't do that. Although I have friends that do that, you know, right down New York City, Madison Avenue. It's like, they don't just do their feet. They do their whole body. So it's like, woof, you know, that's a, hey, hear me roar. You know what I mean? We're just trying to go barefoot. So normal for you is not normal to society. So I think that's the separation, right? Because normal, using the word normal,
Alrighty.
Is really harsh for people.
Okay. Thank you for calling. We have to take a commercial break, and we'll be back.
Okay, thanks,
Queen.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. That is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time. As we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
For more information about the barefoot lifestyle, please go to barefootislegal.org. We also have a Facebook presence. We're also on Twitter and now on Instagram at Real Barefoot is Legal.
Okay, one more time. This is your foot. This is shoes. This is your foot in shoes.
I can't move.
Any questions?
A little help.
This public service announcement brought to you by Zero Shoes. Feel the freedom, feel the fun, feel the world in Zero Shoes.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. That is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
For more information about the barefoot lifestyle, please go to barefootislegal.org. We also have a Facebook presence. We're also on Twitter and now on Instagram at Real Barefoot is Legal.
Of all the grounding studies, the one that really got our attention is called Electric Grounding Improves Vagal Tone in Preterm Infants. In the study, 26 premature babies in an NICU were connected to grounding wires. The heart rates of the grounded infants stabilized, and their vagal tone, a critical measure of infant health, increased by 67% with grounding.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, self-care providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Just as ungrounded signals wreak havoc on radio communications, there's growing concern that because we are not grounded, we absorb tremendous amounts of electromagnetic radiation from our modern devices. EMF stands for electromagnetic field.
We are all immersed in electromagnetic fields, from Wi-Fi, from the wiring in our homes, and it disturbs our electrical balance. We get charged. Inside of our bodies, we get electrically charged. Some people have as much as 20 volts on their bodies, and that's not good for you.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no reference.
We're starting a brand new show on Freedomizer Radio, The Pilgrim Show. I'm your host, Nate Moss, the Guru Pilgrim. It's a show about technology and politics, bringing you all the latest news and information to keep you up to speed and in the know. I'll be offering advice and tips on technology and sharing my own thoughts on a wide variety of topics. Join me on the journey into freedom and philosophy, Saturdays from 4:30 to 6 Eastern Time, 1:30 to 3 Pacific, right here on Freedomizer Radio.
Did you know that every time you swipe your debit card, those behind-the-scenes transaction fees make the big banks even richer? In 2016 alone, these fees added up to $60 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. Well, what if there was a way to have the convenience of a debit card, but reroute those fees from the banksters to organizations actually doing good in the world? Organizations that protect the environment or feed hungry children? What if your swipes could literally change the world? Well, Groundswell SPC has found a way to do just that. We've designed a Visa debit card program that shares transaction fees with your favorite cause. Groundswell partners with nonprofit organizations that promote the card to their supporters. Their supporters then use the card to power the mission of the nonprofit. It's a win-win-win for everyone, except the big banks, of course. Groundswell is about to launch its first cards into market, and we're inviting you to be part of this movement as an investor in the company. Go to WeFunder.com/GroundswellCard to learn more. Set up a free WeFunder account and invest in Groundswell today and get your money on mission.
Okay. We are
back. Yeah, okay, I hope so. I'm here.
All right. Yes, I am here. So there was a case that a man took to court about being barefoot in a bathroom.
Okay.
Right now I'm currently working with Fatima to analyze
okay.
this case or whatever, in my personal opinion.
So you got to meet Fatima then?
Yes, we did. We spoke.
Oh, good. Good. I was hoping for that. Awesome.
The case, the man sued the library for, what did he use? Freedom of speech is what he used to sue the library for not allowing him to be in the library with shoes on. I believe the case actually, I don't think it was presented very well. It just looks really, really weak. However, it
yeah,
is allowed.
I think I know the case that you're talking about, and that would not be the way I would work on that.
No, it just sounded like a really weak case. It sounded like he probably tried to go with this by himself. I haven't gone through all the documents yet, but I'm working on that. Part of the reason is because I'm not just on a I live on a military post. So it's not just state law that's here. And usually when I present to them these different documents and things, that's their first argument. Well, this is a federal installation. It's like, gee, state law is usually based on federal law most of the time. So do we really have to do this? And so I was looking to see if there were any cases pertaining to being barefoot because, I mean, in actuality, it is a form of discrimination in some cases. And I came across that one, and it was a loss for barefoot. So we need to, you know, be aware of that and make sure that we are executing things with better precision than what this guy did because it looks terrible just based on what I'm reading. It looked like it wasn't well thought out. It wasn't well planned. And the argument, I wouldn't argue freedom of speech for walking around barefoot.
No. No, but the thing is that once you, in my opinion, go the other direction, instead of working with a negative, that we have to share the positive instead, and we have to share why people do this. It's not, see, that was just presented as I can do what I want because I am who I am. And I understand that being ourselves is important, but we have to show it's more than just I'm doing this even though you don't like it, tough. It's about showing why we do it. And because I like to is not going to win any credible arguments. We have to show the health benefits. We have to professionalize what we're doing. And that's the thing, and that's what I've been trying to hit home within our group, is that when we decide to take this seriously and follow the correct leads, we'll start winning. But
this
the concept of... Well, go ahead. I'll hold. Go ahead.
No, I was saying that's one of the more interesting things about being inside the group on Facebook, is because I've learned all kind of different reasons as to why people go barefoot. The most intriguing reason was it was a older gentleman. He was chopping wood barefoot in the snow, and I was like, "Oh, you have to be brave to be out there chopping up wood with no shoes on." And he told me he had to because he had a condition where his skin would tear. So he would put shoes on, the skin on his feet would tear because of the condition that he had. And I was like, wow. You know, so what if, you know, he goes into a store and they tell him he can't be in the store because he's not wearing shoes, but he can't physically wear shoes, you know, without doing harm to himself. And it's just crazy how it's so much, I don't even know if it's a stigma behind it. It's just crazy because even like when I had my encounter with the officer kept saying, oh, there's a policy. There has to be a policy. I know there's a policy. I'm like, you know, have you ever seen a policy? And he's like, well, no. And I'm like, it doesn't exist. It was like, this is just something somebody said and society just ran with it. It's not true. And there are reasons why it's not true. And most companies and corporate offices don't have and don't purposely don't create such policies because they can get into certain legal battles behind it. Because there are people who have more tangible reasons, I would say, for lack of a better term, because some people just don't care about your right to be yourself. But there are people that actually have health issues or more tangible issues as to why they don't wear shoes. And if you're telling, you don't know why a person isn't wearing shoes to turn them away from your establishment.
Well, exactly. And the thing is that what I try to do within the group is to share that there's hundreds of different reasons why, maybe thousands. And we want everybody to embrace who we are. And what I don't like seeing is when people say to the manager, where they'll start yelling at the manager, and then they don't want to use any of the medical benefits or anything of that nature. They'll say, I do it because I feel like it, and I'll find out when you're not working, and then I'll shop when you're not working so that I could still give you my money. That's the wrong way to go about this. I'm not there to bully and tell the managers that they're not respected. It's about trying to educate the people on why we're there in the first place.
I have to say that they can be very difficult when you are in a position of dealing with an aggressive person.
Oh, because I understand. I've been there.
I know for me, personally, I don't care if you like, I don't care if you accept me. I just demand my respect, period. At the end of the day, I'm a human being. I'm an adult. Or even if I was a child, it doesn't matter. I'm a human. Just give me simple, common decency and human respect. And the last thing I'm thinking about is trying to educate somebody that's standing blatantly in my face, trying to disrespect me. I'm not thinking about any medical journals or any health conditions or any of that. I just want you out of my face.
No, but I understand that, but as we go through life, and as we get challenged, then we get better at working against our challengers.
I have to say that being barefoot has actually helped me with that, because I've learned I'm typically can come off as fairly aggressive and ready to draw swords at any moment. And since I've been barefoot, I've been actually able to recognize that and kind of, you know, temper my behavior. And I mean, I did see it in, I haven't rewatched the video all the way through, but for the parts that I did watch, I was actually quite proud of myself, because a year ago, I'd have cussed that officer out and gladly went to jail.
Yeah, but that doesn't help you at all, because if you act a fool, then they're going to say that that's why we had a right to get rid of you, because you're going to act out and you're going to yell at us, you're going to curse, you might hit somebody. And we don't want to give them any of those preconceived notions that we're just a bunch of anarchists or things like that. We want them to know that we're just normal, everyday people that have money in our pocket and would like to give them our money.
Pretty much. Oh, who was this? Skylar Keffer, thanks for sharing the link to the radio show. I appreciate that. And that's another thing I want to say. We got to be more active and outspoken about what it is that we're doing, so that it can become more normalized and we're not facing these, you know, acts of aggression from people that simply just don't understand what we're doing. Because as long as we stay hidden and we don't talk or discuss what we're doing and why we're doing it, it's always going to be like this taboo thing.
And the only reason why it's considered taboo is because we allow that to happen. People don't expect us to have a card for our nonprofit and to be able to show that no laws exist. They've heard 60 years worth of lies. They don't expect us to be readily available and willing to discuss on a professional level.
No, that was one of the things that the officer said to me. When he got ready to let me go, he's like, well, thank you for being very professional. I want to say this was an act of God.
Yeah, and just think after you go through some of our training, where you'll be even more professional. So that's the thing I've learned over the years, and that's what I want to share with our group, and I've been trying. I just want to make sure everybody realizes that we all can do this. It's just that we all have to get together and do this.
We do, because there is safety in numbers.
So I wanted to bring this up, too, where I've had people that tell me that I need to pay some celebrities to get celebrity endorsements. And people don't like to be used. And there are some celebrities that are real accounts that are on our Twitter, and I've talked to some of them personally. And if I want to pay them, say, $100,000 to do a commercial for us,
no worries.
Then they'll do one, but they're not going to just do it for free. And who's going to pay for that $100,000? Because I'm not putting another mortgage on my house just to pay a Britney Spears type and let her do a commercial. And I don't even know if she would do it, but I'm just saying that it would cost me maybe $100,000 to pay someone to do an ad. And we can't even get our own members to buy an annual VIP membership that's $4 a month. So everybody's just expecting me to somehow magically find $100,000 to pay a celebrity so that they don't have to spend $4 a month and help the cause.
$4 is not a lot.
No, I realize that. But the thing is that we need a couple thousand people doing $4 a month, basically, or the $50 a year. And then we'll grow. I can only do what I can afford. And
right.
We have a few members, but I try to do the best I can. But the thing is that we will grow when our members grow, whether it's helping us financially or just wanting to be part of the team and doing minor things to help the cause. It's not even something that has to be every week. Like, you decided to go all in on the video and doing the radio show here, and that's awesome. But there's other people that don't even need to do that much. We just need...
Mm-hmm.
We need people that are willing to commit themselves to being part of us.
This is true.
All I can do is keep putting the steps out there, and I have to hope that people are willing to take those steps.
It's true. It's true.
But it's funny, though, that people have told me that I'm the reason why that our cause is being held back. But on the other side, I've spent over $20,000 of my own money over the last 4 or 5 years. And I'm the one that put about 99% of our members in the group and the business page and getting all the advertising done and trying to get us on the news. I've put millions, and by millions I mean roughly, we've had almost 100,000 views on our Facebook business page since we started in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of businesses out there that wish they had 100,000 views in 5 years. We've been successful with getting our marketing out there. It's just trying to take that next step of professionalizing what it is that we're doing. Uh-oh. What was that?
What?
I just heard some scream. I didn't know what that was. That kind of scared me.
Oh, door squeaking.
Oh, all right. So if you want to stop me, go ahead. It's your show. I'm just trying to make sure you're trained.
Oh, no, I'm fine. If someone wanted to join the organization, how would they go about it?
Well, there's a few different ways. If they're on Facebook, we have our business page and we have our official group. And if they're on Instagram or YouTube or Twitter, they could follow us there as well. But to go from being a random social media user to being an actual nonprofit member, you have to go to the website. That's the barefootislegal.org. And you have to look for the VIB package, the very important barefooter. And you make yourself a member. Unfortunately, you can't just become a nonprofit member by liking something on Twitter. You have to actually apply for membership. That's the only way that a nonprofit will work like that.
Okay. Is a no.
But yeah, once we get rolling and we get a couple thousand members that take us seriously, then we're going to move ahead pretty quickly because we have the social media base. We just need to find those people who actually want to do more for the community.
So. If they became a member, what all does membership include? What is the detail?
Well, it means that you're supporting our community. It means that you get the right to vote on various questions that come up to from our board members, like on ballots and things like that. So every 2 years, there's elections, and this is an election year. So if somebody thinks they could do a better job than me as president, then they could apply. But I think the cutoff was the 31st, because we're going to have our elections fairly soon here. So I'll go through again this weekend, and whatever I see, if there's people that want to run for a board member position, they're definitely able to do so. But the important thing is they get to vote on how the organization takes place, where they vote on the board members. There's questions that come up. Sometimes it's how money is spent. Sometimes it's for other decisions. And it's basically about just committing to helping us grow. I just think it's important that we do things like, I would love to see us do other advertising that other nonprofits that have just as much social media as us, that we should be doing some of that advertising as well. I just look at it like eventually it would be nice to do some television ads.
Mm-hmm.
Just seeing us on a bigger stage than Facebook, like I'm tempted, and I don't know if I could afford this or not, but I would love to go to a music festival like Coachella and be there for a 3-day weekend just selling our VIB package to the 20s and 30 somethings.
True.
It's just a matter of getting our face out there, because there's plenty of us, and then there will be others that they might think it's weird now, but if they see more people doing it, then they would be interested. Right now, they still believe the old mindset because they haven't heard of us. But if they hear of us and they see other people doing it, something will click in eventually. And that's the ultimate goal, is to break down the stereotypes, just like GLAAD, the Gay and Lesbian Alliance.
Uh-huh.
They went they went a long time with being stereotyped, and they eventually got together and got people involved that really wanted to see social change. A lot of them got tired of seeing people portrayed like them being laughed at on TV because of their life choices. Mm-hmm. And they decided to do something about it, and eventually enough people got together to do something about it where they were able to even get gay marriage legalized.
Yep.
Which, we don't have that problem because what we're doing is already legal. It's just a matter of letting everybody know that we're normal. And we just want people to support our cause for a small token, which $50 a year equals $4.20 a month. And if enough of us do that, we can accomplish all the things that our group aspires to accomplish.
Indeed.
And that's my work here. And I think we can do it.
I think we can too. I think we just need more and better support. The question is, how do you garner that support?
Well, that's the issue, I guess, because while I'm good at bringing people into our building, I'm trying to find more people to be our support team. Because my biggest contribution to the group is that I'm an outstanding social networker and I can put butts in the seats. But once I bring people in, it's going to rely on others to keep them there and to get other people involved. That's my strong point, is bringing people in, and we need to find people in our support staff, just like yourself, that are doing other things to reach out. So, yeah, I'm actively looking for a few more people in our supervisor staff to find those movers and shakers that are able to get people's attention and to push what we're doing.
That'll be a great, great help.
Like, for example, we need a whole new team of people that can contact take over our customer complaints. And
what exactly is customer complaint?
Well, that's a big thing, because just getting kicked out of a store and telling us that's, while it's good that people are saying something, it's another thing if we actually have representatives of the corporation actually reaching out and saying, this is us, so we're a nonprofit and there's no laws. And the average company out there, as long as there's no laws being broken and they're making money, corporate doesn't care. And they've told us so. But
they don't.
Even though corporate
they
doesn't
care,
the $12 an hour worker thinks that corporate cares. And we have to connect the dots for them. Even though we're right, we can't just... Well, let me put it this way. We still have people in the group after being there several years. This is how a transaction goes down. Sir, you can't be in here. You don't have shoes on. Well, yes, I can. I could be here. It's against the law. No, it's not. Yes, it is. No, it's not. Sir, I said it's against the law. Well, I told you it's not against the law. Well, you need to show us something that it's not the law. Well, you need to show us something that is the law. Well, we need you out of our store. Well, I don't have to. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm going to call the cops. Okay, call the cops. I'm going to stand here and tell them there's no law.
Now,
that
the thing with that is,
doesn't help anyone.
It does not. But what I can say with the experiences that I have had, you're not breaking the law until they ask you to leave and you do not leave. At that point, you're trespassing. And they have a right to call the police on you at that point. If they never ask you to leave and just argue with you about shoes, I mean, I typically just walk away from them at that point because I'm not breaking the law. You haven't asked me to leave. And I'm within my legal right to be here. If I am asked to leave, I'll go ahead and leave, and then I'll just contact their corporate offices.
But the issue of that argument could be completely changed if people have their proper research on them. For example, just having a copy of the state health department letter, because they will tell you it's illegal, and then if you ask them how is it illegal, they'll tell you the health department. And I've put people in their place where saying, okay, so you're saying you don't have a problem with this, but you're saying that if the health department comes in and sees you, then you're just worried about the health department, and if it was not against them, it would be okay, right? Well, yes. And then you show them the letter, and their mind is completely flipped because they didn't expect you to have evidence just willing to hand them. And instead, that sets up everybody else in the future to go there without an issue because you've been able to prove to them that there's no laws. Just saying that there's no laws doesn't make it official. And then having the VIB membership card, where that's like your second layer of defense, where you could show them that you're a nonprofit member. And when people are not going to expect you, Queen, or anybody else out there, that you're part of a nonprofit of people that are just like us. They think that we're just a bunch of never do wells that are there just to cause problems. And it's our mission to make sure that they know that we're just everyday people. And having that card and showing them that they could scan the card on their phone and see what it is that we have, plus the letter from the health department, that's going to assist with most everyday arguments. By the way, you have another caller there.
Caller?
If you want to bring them in.
Okay, come on. Uh-oh, there he goes. 817, hello.
Hey, Queen?
Hi.
Yes. Stephen Morris here.
Hi,
Stephen Morris.
Again.
Hey, how's it going, y'all?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good. Good. Just calling to check in.
Oh yeah.
So
anything you'd like to talk about in particular?
Well. I am. It's been a while since I've since I've, you know, gone barefoot, you know, like consistently. So I think like in 2020, I think my plan is to increase my barefooting, because last year I had a toe injury.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had a toe injury. And the crazy thing is, I was at home, I was barefoot at home, and I snagged my pinky toe on a piece of furniture,
mm-hmm.
and it fractured. So I had to cut significantly down my barefooting. This happened like back in February of last year, and it's been rough. It took a while for it to heal, but now it's fully healed, and I'm back to going barefoot, you know, like I usually do.
That's awesome. So, why do you barefoot?
Well, I think it's something that I've always wanted to do. I remember back in middle school, I had a friend of mine whose mother would always come to school. Pick her son up, and she was always barefoot, and that really fascinated me. It's like why does this woman have no shoes on? But it really fascinated me, and it probably looked just so freeing, you know. You know, it looks like so comfortable and relaxed and everything. And I didn't get the courage to go barefoot. I kind of dabbled in it in high school. I took an SAT class, like a prep course. You know, before I took mm-hmm. the SAT, and it was like during the summer and not a lot of students were around and everything. It was like a summer school type thing, and
mm-hmm.
just one day I decided, you know what, just out of the blue, it's like, you know what, I'm gonna take my shoes off, and I did. I took off my shoes and socks and started learning all my lessons, you know, sitting in class barefoot. And
so you weren't bothered sitting in class without your shoes on?
I was nervous about it, kind of, because like the social aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise I was just fine. I remember. No, not really.
And that's the thing. If most of us started walking around like it's normal, then most of the time we won't be bothered. But if more of us would actually do it and be visible, we probably could cut down on the small percentage of times that we meet this extreme aggression from people that don't know any better.
Exactly. And I just found out about this earlier, like, I posted this in my Facebook page, Barefoot Life. I said, in 2020, set an intention that you're going to go everywhere you need to go barefoot, and no one is going to bother you. Just imagine what that's like, you know, And that's kind of what I did yesterday, because I went to a movie theater that I always frequent, but this time I went barefoot, no shoes with me, left all my shoes at home, and it's like the first time I did it. Well, honestly, I don't think anyone noticed. Yeah.
That's awesome because I saw a story with somebody that was trying to get in contact with the corporate offices of AMC over the holidays because they would not let them into the movie theater without their shoes on. They actually turned them away from the movie theater because they weren't wearing shoes.
AMC,
AMC.
Uh-huh.
So it's very interesting that you were able to go to the movie theater because I'm currently watching somebody's developing story about their interaction with, you know, this particular movie theater company.
Yeah, this theater wasn't an AMC. It was a Cinemark theater.
Cinemark.
Yeah, Cinemark.
Cool.
Yeah, and it's a movie theater inside of a mall, and it's funny. They actually do have like on the walls when you come in. They have like a code of conduct. It's weird. It has like a code of conduct, and that we're trying to foster like a family, family atmosphere. You know what I'm saying? And they started. One of the things was say like, you had shoes required and everything, but I just disregarded that, and I walked into the mall barefoot, went into the movie theater barefoot, and none of the employees or the managers noticed me. And that's how I imagine it. Like I visualize that I want to go into this place barefoot, leave all my shoes at home. And no one's going to stop me.
Right.
And that's what happened. That's what happened.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
Go ahead.
I think it's just interesting when people are stopped because it's always amazing to me how you see an entire person and somehow or another you end up at their feet. I think that's weird.
Yeah.
If it's a two-person, I guess it would make sense. But I'm not a person that walks around looking at people's feet. So
right.
I'm like, I have
right.
all of these things going on about me. How do you get to my feet and decide to pick at that? I don't understand that. I think that's strange.
So if I can jump in. I've called some people out on Twitter over that because these people are just telling us how nasty they are and they take pictures of other people's feet. So I asked them why they're being creepy. Why are you being a creeper? If you're in a restaurant, why are you not reading your menu? Why are you not talking to your date? Well, why are you not looking at your food? You're so busy checking under people's chairs to see what the bottom of underneath the chair looks like. And then I'll remind them that you're a creeper.
Right. Right. It really is weird. It's either foot phobia or foot fetish. You know?
And it's both
extremes, you know.
Right. But the thing is, Steve, that, and you know from other groups, we've known each other a long time.
Uh-huh.
So you know that I put emphasis on what we're doing with the RS advocacy and such.
Right.
So
right.
you know I mean business. I know that people might look at me like I'm a hard ass sometimes, which isn't the case, but I've had people tell me I could say the same thing on the radio show that I would say in my own house and say on Facebook, and all three are the same exact words, but all three will have different meanings somehow, even though they're the same words. I don't get it. But that's how I am.
Yeah.
But I take this seriously, though.
But and you know, we really think about it. You know, you're just going somewhere barefoot. It's just feet, you know. And it's like I've never, you know, I've been going barefoot since 2013. I still have yet to understand why this simple act of going without shoes causes such a visceral negative reaction from people. I've never understood that.
Well,
I still don't understand it.
I got one better for you, Steve. Did you see when I posted a few articles that I got from newspapers? And it's just funny how somebody not having shoes on is the most important part of the story. Like,
oh yeah,
the
yeah,
LA
yeah.
Times.
They do always add that detail. Yeah.
The LA Times had one: shirtless man gets arrested barefoot. And you have to go to the fourth paragraph of the article to find out that he was wanted for domestic violence.
It's almost like they're kind of painting us who go barefoot in that category, put them in that group that we're like what you said earlier, never do wells and criminals and bums and all that stuff. You know, they're trying to put us in that category, and it's like a collective thing, and you know, and I'm like, when I go out, I have to like, I'm picking up like meditation, so I meditate like first thing in the morning, so I can put my mind in a positive space, so that when I do go out barefoot, I'm putting forth a positive vibe to counteract that stereotype. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I'm doing because really I'm, you know, somebody may look at me, you know, and think that I'm a criminal or something like that, but already. So I don't need any more whatever, no more. I don't need to add to that. I need to walk in there confident, you know, head up, shoulders down, you know, just, you know, with the air of confidence, and don't act shifty, you know, don't act like you're like doing something wrong or something illegal, because the moment you do that, you put forth that vibe, and somebody's gonna pick up on that.
Exactly. Being confident is important, because if you look like something is wrong, it's gonna give somebody a reason to, you know,
come and
confront you.
Exactly.
Or bother you, because you don't look confident in what you're doing. If you walk like what you're doing is natural, that's a repellent to some people.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So really, that's my focus, because you know, because knowledge is power, and when you have the knowledge, listen, you can go barefoot anywhere with confidence, knowing that you are definitely within your rights to do so.
Yep.
Hey, Steve, you've been good to the word out those beans too, though.
3 minutes left, so I need to go ahead and start closing out the show, but thank you for calling in.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Hey, we'll talk to you again, Steve. It's a pleasure having you.
All right. Bye.
All righty.
So, any other announcements you need to make, Queen? I don't know.
I don't really have any announcements, but if you guys are listening, go ahead and go to the website, barefootislegal.org, and sign up for membership. It's going to be very important in help pushing the cause. And if you have time to volunteer and, you know, whatever capacity may be needed, I'm sure once you sign up, Dave will let you know where he needs you to be or see where you have a strength at. Go ahead and join the organization so we can actually make some strides to, you know, making being barefoot normalized in this society.
So on a side note, one last thing before I let you close up here. Monday, this Monday, as in 2 days from now, on my show, the Proof Negative radio show, which is 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, that's 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. This Monday is Freedomizer Radio's 10th anniversary. We have been on air 10 years at Freedomizer Radio. So I'm going to have some of our former hosts call in and celebrate our 10th birthday. So we're hoping you can check out the show. That's this Monday. I'll leave this to you now, Queen.
All right. So we'd just like to thank you guys for joining us and listening. We'll see you next week at 9:10:30.
Before you leave, I want you to hang out for like 20 seconds because at the 90-second mark and the 60-second mark, when you're in, the host tells you that you only have a few seconds left and that's when to wrap it up. So I... Did it tell you?
It said 90 seconds.
Yeah. So go to where the ads are, type in BIL and outro, O-U-T-R-O, BIL outro,
mm-hmm.
and then just play us out.
Ready. We'll see you guys next Saturday at 10:30
Pacific
time.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so stay grounded. See you next week.